Welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, September 9th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of finance news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. Stonegate Capital Partners initiates coverage on OS Therapies, Inc., OSTX. Stonegate Capital Partners has initiated coverage on OS Therapies, Inc., OSTX. OS Therapies achieved significant milestones in 2Q25, moving closer to bringing OST-HER2 to patients with recurrent fully resected pulmonary metastatic osteosarcoma. The FDA confirmed OST-HER2 as a regenerative medicine advanced therapy and issued a BLA number for accelerated approval submission. Phase 2b trial results showed a statistically significant improvement in 12-month event-free survival with positive interim 2-year overall survival data. A U.S. commercial partnership with Eversana positions OS Therapies for a potential launch in the first half of 2026. The company's pipeline includes Ayala's Listeria immunotherapy platform and OS Animal Health for canine osteosarcoma. Financially, OS Therapies reported a net loss of $4.5 in 2Q25, with cash at $2.8 and financing extending runway into 2027. Valuation ranges from $7.09 to $9.94, with a midpoint of $8.29, based on a discounted cash flow model. Arrive AI launches $10 million stock buyback program. Arrive AI, listed on NASDAQ as ARI, has announced a $10 million stock buyback program authorized by its board of directors until March 31, 2026. The board believes the current share price offers a good investment opportunity, considering Arrive AI's long-term prospects. Repurchases may occur through various methods, subject to market conditions. CEO Dan O'Toole stated that the company is undervalued, and this program allows flexibility for opportunistic moves. Arrive AI's autonomous last-mile platform facilitates secure and efficient deliveries using AI-powered Arrive points. The company aims to enhance last-mile delivery experiences by integrating with smart home devices. Forward-looking statements caution that actual results may differ due to various factors, and the company may update its share repurchase program as needed. Gilat secures $66 million in private placement from institutional and accredited investors. Gilat Satellite Networks Ltd. announced a private placement of ordinary shares, securing $66 million from Israeli institutional and accredited investors. The company will issue 758,820 ordinary shares at $9.35 per share, representing an 11% stake after the sale. The transaction is expected to close in September 2025, with net proceeds of approximately $65 million to be used for general corporate purposes. The private placement is limited to Israel and not available to U.S. persons under Regulation S. Forward-looking statements caution potential risks, including geopolitical tensions. Gilat is a global leader in satellite-based broadband communications, providing innovative solutions for commercial and defense applications. For more information, visit gilat.com.
As gold surges, La Jolla Jeweler offers guidance to San Diegans. Gold prices have surged in 2025, prompting San Diegans to consider selling their unwanted gold jewelry. With gold prices at around $355 per ounce, up from $2,692 last year, the value of gold jewelry has significantly increased. See, Blackburn Jewelers in La Jolla offers a trusted option for selling gold, paying 80 to 85% of gold's value, and offering premiums for estate jewelry and luxury brands. Owner Carl Blackburn emphasizes the importance of educating oneself before selling gold, including checking the day's gold price, knowing the carat, considering gemstones and brand value, and choosing a reputable buyer. At C. Blackburn Jewelers, evaluations are free with no pressure to sell, providing clients with a clear understanding of their item's value. Inc. 5,000 names Maryland's fastest-growing companies in 2025. A total of 125 Maryland businesses have been named among the fastest-growing companies in the country, according to the latest Inc. 5,000 rankings. Maryland's 125 companies had a median growth rate of 148% from 2021 to 2024, with an overall average of nearly 400%. Montgomery County leads the state's rankings with the most businesses on the list, followed by Prince George's and Howard counties. Shaberton Energy, a Rockville company, ranked highest at number 53. Maryland Commerce Secretary Harry Coker Jr. congratulated the companies for their dedication. Some of the top fastest-growing companies in Maryland for 2025 include Shaberton Energy, Consi, Just Ice Tea, DCM Insights, J29, Trail Grid Pro, Calabar Corporation, Helix Healthcare, Diaconia, and Thomas Park. Aptly launches guided home equity calculator to help credit unions capture high-value lending opportunities. Aptly, a provider of AI-powered financial calculators, has launched its guided home equity calculator to assist credit unions in seizing high-value lending opportunities. This new tool integrates real-time property valuations and offers step-by-step guidance through the home equity line of credit evaluation process. Members input their address to receive current estimated home values and potential line of credit amounts based on their mortgage balance and desired draw. The calculator eliminates guesswork by providing personalized answers instantly, boosting member confidence. It also explains introductory rates versus variable rates and allows for interactive adjustments on both desktop and mobile devices. Credit unions can gather valuable lead information without requiring personal details until members choose to proceed, enabling targeted marketing strategies for high-value lending products. The calculator is easy to embed and customize, reflecting each credit union's rates, terms, and brand guidelines. For more information about Aptly and its financial calculators, visit hiaptly.com. Beeline Holdings, BLNE, to present at Centurion One Capital Summit in Bahamas. Beeline Holdings, a digital mortgage platform, will present at the Centurion One Capital Summit in the Bahamas on October 28 to 29, 2025. CEO and co-founder Nick Liuza, CFO Chris Moe, and COO Jessica Kennedy will discuss Beeline's growth strategy and market opportunity with investors. Beeline Holdings, based in Providence, Rhode Island, is revolutionizing mortgage origination with its AI-powered platform. For more information, visit the Investor Brand Network website for full terms of use and disclaimers. This announcement contains forward-looking statements, and investors should consider the risks and uncertainties involved.
Finalists named for the AFP 2025 Pinnacle Awards: American Airlines, Stanford University, the World Bank. American Airlines, Stanford University, and the World Bank have been named as finalists for the AFP 2025 Pinnacle Awards, sponsored by Truist. These awards recognize excellence in treasury and finance, with the finalists chosen by a panel of industry professionals. The grand prize winner will be announced during AFP 2025, with Truist making a $10,000 donation to a charity of the winner's choice. The AFP president and CEO, Pat Culkin, expressed pride in the innovative practices of the finalists. Truist's head of enterprise payments, Chris Ward, highlighted the importance of innovation in driving simplicity and safety across organizations. AFP 2025 is the premier conference for financial professionals to learn, exchange best practices, and connect with peers, with registration open until September 19th for a discounted fee.
IPC appoints Vimal Vel as Chief Product Officer. IPC, a global leader in trading communications technology and financial market connectivity, has appointed Vimal Vel as Chief Product Officer. Vimal, known for his visionary product and technology leadership, will drive the next wave of product innovation at IPC. CEO Kurt Adams praised Vimal's track record in delivering market-leading products and assembling high-performing product teams. Vimal's mandate is to revolutionize integrated trading communications by leveraging advanced cloud technology, AI-driven workflows, and seamless multimodal connectivity. His goal is to create a unified global trading experience. Vimal, who previously served as Chief Product Officer at Morningstar, brings a wealth of experience in financial services and product strategy. With a background in electrical engineering and an MBA, he is well equipped to lead IPC into a new era of growth and innovation. Easy Environmental Solutions hits key expansion milestone, gears up to ship first EasyFen to Kenya after receiving full down payment. Easy Environmental Solutions Inc. hits a key expansion milestone by receiving the full down payment for the first EasyFen waste-to-liquid microbial fertilizer unit in Africa. The unit is set to be shipped to Kenya in the next 90 to 120 days, marking the company's Kenya launch and potentially addressing food insecurity and soil degradation in the region. The EasyFen system is not only sustainable, but also profitable and scalable, generating approximately $19 million in recurring annual revenue at full capacity. With 80% of Kenya's land area arid or semi-arid, the country faces challenges in growing nutritious foods. Easy Environmental Solutions, EasyFen modular microbe fertilizer system, aims to combat famine by converting waste into organic microbial fertilizer, restoring soil health, increasing yields, and supporting sustainable farming practices. The company plans to deploy EasyFen units across Africa to make a significant impact on the continent's hunger crisis.
Royalty Management Holding Corporation fully redeems all remaining company notes payable. Royalty Management Holding Corporation has fully repaid or converted all remaining notes payable, eliminating all company debts other than vendor payables. The conversion of approximately $150,000 to common stock at current market prices positions the company for strong growth. CEO Thomas Sauve expressed excitement for the company's future prospects and thanked shareholders for their support. Royalty Management Holding Corporation NASTRMCO focuses on acquiring and developing high-value assets to benefit shareholders and communities. The company's forward-looking approach aims to create shareholder value by investing in critical minerals, alternative currencies, and other opportunities. For more information, visit www.royaltymgmtcorp.com.
Why platinum could soon close in on gold and silver. Platinum, once known as the rich people's gold, is on a bull run, sparking speculation of a return to premium status over gold. Factors indicate a continued rally in the platinum market, with potential for further growth. Leading extractors like Platinum Group Metals Limited are poised to benefit from the upturn. Rocks and Stocks provides deep insights into the mining industry, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications. For more information, visit rocksandstocks.news. Padel booms in the U.S. with 51% annual growth, report finds. Misitrano Consulting's new report reveals that Padel is experiencing rapid growth in the U.S., with 688 courts now active in 31 states. The number of clubs is growing by 51.5% year over year, with over 112,000 players nationwide. Hotspots in California, Florida, and Texas lead the way, while the Northeast and Midwest show new growth corridors. The report highlights trends such as the rise of indoor courts, the convergence of padel and pickleball, and the use of tech platforms for booking. With the sport projected to become a significant market, opportunities for real estate development, tech integration, and coaching models are on the horizon. Find the full report at misitranoconsulting.com/US-padel-report.
Alex Minella, selected for the Credit Union Times 2025 Luminaries Awards. Alex Minella, creative director from Michael Walters Advertising, has been selected for the Credit Union Times 2025 Luminaries Awards. This award recognizes top industry professionals, credit unions, and service organizations that are making a positive impact in the cooperative financial services industry. The 2025 luminaries were chosen based on their goal achievement, impact of work, dedication to modernization and humanization in the credit union business, and commitment to high ethical standards. CU Times editor-in-chief Michael Ogden commended the award recipients for their creative approaches in solving financial issues and creating a better world in communities. Alex Minella expressed his honor in being part of the credit union mission and highlighted the importance of connecting values to brand for record growth. Michael Walters Advertising, a full-service agency, partners with premier brands to deliver custom marketing solutions specializing in marketing strategy, brand development, digital marketing, and media planning. Learn more at mwatchicago.com.
CEO Kevin Pellegrini, speaker at RIA West Investment Forum on job growth, innovation, and opportunity in the United States. CEO Kevin Pellegrini will be a speaker at the RIA West Investment Forum, focusing on job growth, innovation, and opportunity in the United States. The forum aims to bring together key decision makers in the registered investment advisor community for collaborative discussions and expert-led panels. West Pine 43 LLC, a registered investment advisor, offers asset management and financial planning services to high net worth individuals, families, and institutions. Their commentary reflects personal opinions and should not be considered as advisory services. Investments involve risk, and past performance does not guarantee future results. For more information, visit WPN43.com. This press release may contain forward-looking statements subject to risks and uncertainties.
FleetNow partners with Approve to make equipment financing simple and flexible. FleetNow, a leading online marketplace for construction equipment, has partnered with Approve, a financing platform, to simplify and streamline equipment loans for business buyers. With Approve, FleetNow customers can access financing options quickly, eliminating barriers to investing in essential equipment. Buyers complete a single application and are connected to financing offers from trusted lenders within seconds. The process is 100% digital, with a dedicated finance coordinator guiding customers from application to funding. Customers can finance a variety of equipment, including boom lifts, scissor lifts, telehandlers, and excavators, with flexible terms suitable for small and mid-sized businesses. This partnership aims to make financing faster and easier for customers, ensuring they can invest in the equipment they need with confidence.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.